Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show that shares insights into how you can build your business once, with hosts Jerry Lowry and Jennifer Navarrete. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and with me is Sherry Lowry, who is sharing her 20-plus years of knowledge on what it takes to build your business once. Now, on today's show, we're continuing the wallet discussion by talking about the benefits of experience and how to consciously be at choice in your business. And if you saw the show description, you might have seen the last thing we're going to be talking about, which is PLERK, playing while you work. Sherry, I'm excited about this topic. When I saw the title, I'm like, ooh, this looks exciting.
Yeah. This is what you earn. When you're willing to take the risk, and we're assuming that most of our people that will hear this will either be owners or founders or high potentials that have some say-so in what it is they're doing. And so today I want to start off with the concept of playing full out, and we'll be doing this in two parts. So today is part one. And the whole heart of it is, how do you move increasingly to choice of selecting over and over and over again what it is you're willing to have waited for, and also a little bit about what you've done to get ready for this. But the bottom line is, while we have wallet wealth, billful wealth, which is obvious to you, to all of us, that it means cash flow, but we also have another kind of wallet wealth that is ours to use as we want, and that is what we have beyond cash that we count as our reserves. And I'm going to mention several of possibilities of these, Jennifer, and then kind of see what you think about this idea. We also have reserves of, when we're consciously creating, of time, of energy, of talent. In my case, extended talent, which is my access to a lot of colleagues and peers. In your case, it is the same, but in your case, you also have a team that you deliberately are in relationship with, partly because of their talent. We have reserves of motivation. We have reserves of flexibility when we're willing to make those harder choices. We get back more of doing things when and how we need to do them. In both of our cases, we have mentorship reserves. We have people, we go-to people. Some of those we've contracted with, some of them we've had lifelong, and some of them we have stage to stage as they show up and as we are fortunate enough to benefit from them, from their input. And then we also probably have other forms of reserve. Part of yours would be the atmosphere and the element of studio. In fact, two studios that you've built that are both fully equipped. So I want to stop there. And have you ever thought of these as your part of your wealth?
I actually have not, but as you were saying it and I was writing it down, I thought, holy smokes, I'm super duper wealthy in ways I never knew.
Right. Now, I know you've made a lot of hard choices to be able to say that, though, because you have set aside some things, you've moved beyond others, you have some hanging on a hook, you know, waiting for what if. And I know you have your calendar managed, because I don't know anybody else that could be doing multiple ones of these for 30 days in November, as you're able to do. So that's been really, I think, it's been a real joy to share this experience up to now with you. So all this is about being at choice. And there's a quote from Peter Block. A lot of people might have heard his name but not know too much about him, but he's a really, really smart businessman. And at one point, Peter became famous for a lot of different things, and one of them was for saying and living through this: if you can't say no, your yeses don't mean a thing. And I know you've probably heard that, but you might not have known the source, and it was Peter. And what he meant originally by that, and I still stick with his meaning, is that we really have a full range of access to both our no's and our yeses when we start to truly take direct inventory about how we make our choices. And so what I'm talking about today is how to stay conscious and how, what are some examples of that while we may be making these choices. And the best and the most important ongoing way we can do that is take 100% responsibility for our impacts of our decisions and choices, and sometimes even for our results. And this is kind of a catch-22. By taking 100% responsibility for whatever happens as a result of a choice that we've made, all choices that we've made actually, and we're extraordinarily responsible in doing that, what we eliminate is any and all blaming. And when we approach our projects, our people, our to-dos, you know, our whatever it is that we're involved and entwined in, and we're willing to take 100% responsibility, not just for our individual part, but for any part that we were involved in as a collaborator, an alliance, it gives us back a really rich reward. It gives us back freedom. There's by being responsible, we've already gotten our hand up as not blaming anybody else. People relax, their defenses drop. If they are a blaming type, there's nothing to blame you for. You have already taken, you know, full handful of everything that has been an outcome. And so if you are ever in the point of to the point of being overwhelmed or feeling burdened, it's ironic, but one of the best ways to lighten up is to just give into, relax into the full nature of the reality. It sets you free then, if you have made a poor choice or a mistake, to be perfectly set up to apologize, to make amends, to correct it, get a fresh start and a reboot for both of you. So I don't know when you've had experience with that, when there was some question as to who was responsible and you were willing to take the responsibility.
You know, a lot of times what I've discovered is that as I've gone through the startup phase and through the growth and maturation of my business, is that inevitably there are these pain points that I have run into. And so I've worked on trying to figure out what those pain points are and trying to shift and adjust my business model and shift the way that I work with clients. And if there's still a pain point after some of those adjustments, then I really, really need to look inward and decide that the thing that's still the same is me. And so where can I come back and go, what am I continually doing, self-sabotaging or even unknowingly doing things that even though I'm trying to make these shifts and adjustments, I'm still finding myself in a similar pain point situation, albeit a little bit different because I have made adjustments, but the core of it is there. And I think being mature enough and responsible enough and knowing yourself well enough, which is what you talked about in the beginning. The very first week was know yourself. Once you know yourself well, then you can take responsibility for, obviously, this is something I have to work on. I don't know what it is, and I'm going to be willing to receive outside information and knowledge and critiques and that kind of thing to help get that point better. And I think as a business owner, because we are the end-all be-all for a lot of these things, it's hard for us to get to that point of knowing that we need that outside help and being willing to make those adjustments, because we can also say, well, it's worked so far. Yeah, it's worked so far, but if you want to get to the next level, you're going to have to grow and adjust and shift and be willing to be a little bit malleable, or sometimes a lot malleable, in order to get to that next level for your business and for yourself. So I will say being open to outside influences that can help better you and remove those pain points is really that next level of growing your business.
Right. Yeah, you've actually created a beautiful segue into one of the major reasons for being incredibly responsible is it takes you out of reaction mode right away. And that then is kind of almost delivering us, you know, on a platter here to being open to what next. The key to most success is being willing to make a change and also to be the one to change. Like most, almost all therapy initiates when someone has an idea that somebody else needs to change, but they need to be the one to go tell someone about who else needs to change and what it is they need to change. And all good therapy ends up in exactly what you're talking about, helping the person grow to the point where they can take responsibility for how they were even involved in that coming to be the case, and what they then have 100% control over that they can do something about, that always ends up they're the only ones who are in charge of them. But they're never going to change anybody else if they're not also in the process of change. So it's, you know, this is, my work is very similar. It's different than therapy, but it's very similar with that one underpinning dynamic. So we're not making choices by default when we're thinking this way. We're thinking consciously. And also by playing full out, to stay on our theme here, and I'm sure you've heard, I don't know how you've heard it defined, but in contrast, there's a playing small or playing only part way. And so I know part of your success has come because you have been willing to put so much into what it is you do, how you do it, and into your relationships as well as the skill sets that you develop and then you deliver from, that your experience all along is more full and rich to begin with, but there are also no losers or no winners. There's nobody keeping score in the way you do business and the way I hope I will always do business. It makes it much more fun, and there's a chance for that, you know, for everyone.
So, most definitely.
Yeah. So a second major point under fully conscious choosing are the perks of experience. And you have been talking exactly about how we begin to gain wisdom and the work that we're doing, how to be in a place of wisdom and how to come from there. And that means we don't stop playing or stop growing, but because we can play and we can learn and grow more selectively, we back right into conscious choices with our selective choices. Here's the other thing that I think is the most fun, that's a perk of experience, and I know you found experience this too. The more willing we get to be the one to change, the more humor starts to visit us and irony starts to come into our relationships. We gain the ability to laugh at ourselves. Once we're able to do that, that becomes contagious. Others can begin to do likewise. And sometimes they can't do that other than with us. I mean, they may do that better with us to begin with than with anyone else. So, you know, we have a chance to keep dreaming, keep growing up, rather than growing old or jaded or burned out or any of that. And anybody can age. It takes no talent. It takes no ability. That's just going to happen naturally if we do nothing. But the key, and you referenced this, is you always grow up by always finding the opportunity to change.
I think that's fantastic. I know that this is part one of part two that we're going to be discussing along this same theme. What are we going to be sharing with folks tomorrow, Sherry?
Well, we're going to talk about boundaries and risk and why people who live to a really old age almost never, ever regret anything they did. They only regret what they didn't get to or try.
I like that. I like that a lot. Fantastic. Thank you for another wonderful show, folks. I know that you're probably like me, taking fast and furious notes and benefiting from Sherry sharing her 20 plus years of experience, because this has been such a phenomenal, I mean, we're already on the 19th, Sherry. I'm kind of starting to get that sad feeling because we're getting closer to the 30th, because I feel like there's a whole heck of a lot more that we can be covering. And I know that we'll talk more about this as the month unfolds.
I hope so. Thank you.
Set a reminder for 9:30 a.m. Central every day in the month of November to listen to daily episodes of the Build Your Business Once show.